Hi, everyone. So today I'm going to talk about sodium awareness and knowledge in Los Angeles County residents, and specifically in a survey we conducted in LA County. I have no relationships to disclose. So to give a brief overview, I'm going to go through the background and why we're targeting sodium for our sodium reduction initiative in Los Angeles County, and the approach we took for this specific project, and some results in our conclusions. So first off, why are we targeting sodium? Well, excess sodium intake has been shown in the literature to be associated with high blood pressure, which can lead to increased risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke. And in the U.S., average daily sodium consumption has far exceeds the upper intake level of 2,300 milligrams. In fact, the average American eats far more than 3,400 milligrams per day. And every 33 seconds, someone in the U.S. dies from cardiovascular disease. And similar statistics apply in Los Angeles County, with heart disease being the leading cause of premature and death. So the most prominent source of sodium comes from restaurant and processed foods, and current levels of sodium in the food supply are just not safe, and it can be difficult for even the most motivated consumer to reduce their sodium intake. And it has been estimated that it will take anywhere from 25 to 50% sodium reduction in the food supply for Americans' average sodium intake to meet the dietary guidelines for Americans of less than 2,300 milligrams. So what is LA County doing about this issue? The Los Angeles County Sodium Reduction Initiative was launched in 2010 and supported by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Sodium Reduction in Communities program. And we initially worked in four different target areas in the County of Los Angeles government departments, school districts, media and public education, and menu labeling. Now, in the second round, we are targeting or focusing our efforts still on our county department, government departments, also City of Los Angeles government departments, because our county structure oversees jurisdiction of the City of LA. The City of LA does not have its own health department. And we are also continuing and moving into working with hospitals. And our sodium reduction initiative is integrated into our broader nutrition strategy that also includes our Choose Health LA healthy food procurement work, as well as our restaurant recognition programs, Choose Health LA restaurants. And these are some of our national and local partners. So as part of our Choose Health LA initiative, since 2011, three major campaigns, Salt Shockers, Sugar Pack, and Choose Less, Weigh Less, have been disseminated through social media websites and the LA County bus and metro subway systems. So to evaluate these three campaigns, we used a cross-sectional survey administered through Street Intercept. And our department decided to capitalize on the data collection used for evaluation by including several sodium-specific questions. And these questions aim to assess sodium knowledge, awareness, attitudes and eating behavior among Los Angeles County residents to further inform our sodium reduction initiative work in the county. So our approach used a 15-question cross-sectional intercept survey that was administered to a random sample of about 700 Los Angeles County residents who take public transportation and were possibly exposed to our recent health marketing campaigns on the metro systems. And the surveys were administered at two central high-volume bus metro rail stops in the region with the following eligibility criteria. And that should be 18 years of age and older. And the survey instrument itself was developed by, and guided by the constructs from the integrative model of behavioral prediction. And it assessed knowledge, attitude, and behavior related to a number of nutrients such as sodium and sugar, as well as included questions on sociodemographics, health attitudes, and campaign knowledge recall. However, for the purposes of this project, we focused on sodium awareness and knowledge questions, and we ran a series of multivariable logistic regressions to assess a number of outcomes. So the first, addressing the research question, do fast food consumption and weight status influence sodium awareness in this sample of adults? And we included the following covariates in the model and looked at two primary outcomes, The first was underreporting the recommended daily sodium intake, and the second was underreporting the sodium contained in a fast food combo meal. And I'll explain in a minute why we decided to dichotomize these two variables into under and overreported. But before I go into that, the second research question we aimed to assess was, do sodium knowledge, fast food consumption, and weight status influence healthy restaurant ordering attitudes in this sample of LA County adults? And these are the covariates we also included in that model, with the primary outcome being agreement with the following statement. When trying to decide what foods to order at restaurants, I try to choose a healthy option. And we gave an example of low in calories and low in sodium. So before we go into the results of the logistic regressions, our demographics revealed about 52% female, 34% were ages 25 to 44, so fairly young, 50% were Hispanic, Latino, race, ethnicity, and about 39% spoke English. So in terms of results for the sodium-related questions, only 3.4% reported within the 2010 dietary guideline recommendations for sodium intake level. And we used a range of 1,500 to 2,300 milligrams per day, which accounts for the special populations that fall into the 1,500 recommended limit for those special populations. For example, African Americans, older adults over age of 50, and those with kidney issues. And only about 1.8% reported within the range that we used for sodium content in a popular fast food combo meal, which included a double cheeseburger, fries, and a drink. And a majority of respondents reported eating fast food at least once a month. About 73% were in agreement with the statement, when trying to decide what foods to order at restaurants, I tried to choose the healthy option. And frequent consumers of fast food had significantly lower odds of having healthy attitudes towards restaurant ordering. So now to answer the question of why we decided to dichotomize these two variables into under and overreported. As you can see at the mid-range, accurate range, up there, less than 5% of respondents answered within the accurate range for both of those variables. Therefore, it left us with too small of a sample size to be able to use that in our binary logistic regression, so we decided to dichotomize into under and overreported. We also found a majority underreported for both questions, and this is actually consistent with the American Heart Association's consumer research findings, in which they found 97% of their sample of U.S. adults underestimate or cannot estimate the amount of sodium that they're eating. And this is just a breakdown of the numbers that show most participants agree that when they order foods at restaurants, they try to order the healthy option. And a vast majority of adults consume more than 1 to 5 times fast food per month. So to answer the research question, do fast food consumption and weight status influence sodium awareness? The significant covariates that we found in our model at the using the 0.05 level are the following. So for example, participants who underreported their daily recommended sodium intake had less odds of being identified as overweight or obese, but 1.6 times the odds of eating fast food 1 to 5 times per month, and 2.2 times the odds of eating fast food more than 15 times per month. So do fast food consumption and weight status influence sodium awareness? Again, the same research question, but now looking at the amount of sodium reported in a fast food combo meal. The significant finding here in this regression model was participants who underreported sodium content in a fast food combo meal, again, had less odds of being identified as overweight or obese. So for the second research question that we had, do sodium knowledge, fast food consumption, and weight status influence healthy restaurant ordering attitudes? The significant finding here was participants who agreed with this statement had 1.8 times the odds of underreporting the amount of sodium contained in a cheeseburger combo meal. And lastly, frequent consumers of fast food and overweight obese individuals had significantly lower odds of having healthy attitudes towards restaurant ordering. So although these results are interesting and can possibly help us inform our further work in sodium reduction in LA County, there are some important limitations to note in this analysis. And the first here is, since this was not a random sample of all LA County adults, the external validity or generalizability may be compromised. And this can also, this non-randomization can also lead to confounding. And there can also be measurement bias since the weight status of participants was based on interviewer observation. So our interviewers that we trained, we used a method to determine whether they are overweight or underweight or normal based just on visual observation. Due to the cross-sectional design of this study, the logistic regression analysis were subject to issues of temporality, and although there was interest in learning if consumption of fast food affected sodium knowledge, it is possible that sodium awareness actually preceded and influenced fast food consumption. And the same argument could be made for weight status, which could have affected one's knowledge of sodium or acted as a result of such awareness. Also important to note is social desirability bias could have influenced especially the response that we used when trying to decide what foods to order at restaurants. I tried to choose the healthy option. For example, low in calories and sodium is what we gave. So people might be more likely to say, oh yes, I agree with that that question. So in conclusion, we decided there are three main takeaways from this, and what we learned is that, first off, sodium knowledge and awareness of the dietary guidelines is extremely low in this sample of adults, and we've confirmed this with subsequent surveys. We've conducted a number of internet panel surveys as well as consumer voter registration surveys in LA County, and we do receive the same results in that there's very low knowledge of sodium limits in the county. So sodium content awareness and knowledge remains low in this sample, and this is a predominantly low-income adults who use public transportation. Second, sodium knowledge may play a very limited role in choosing healthy food, since sodium is, as we know, predominantly in restaurant and processed foods, and consumers have very little choice. So having this knowledge of sodium may not even make a difference, since it is so ubiquitous in the retail and restaurant setting. And lastly, since we know these things, that current and future local level programming, planning, and health marketing campaigns may want to consider coupling their efforts with other food environment interventions, such as implementation of sodium limits for purchased and prepared foods. And that is exactly what our department is doing as part of our healthy food procurement work, which is led by Michelle Wood in the County of Los Angeles. We're implementing standards for not only sodium, but for other nutrients such as calories and fat, and also implementing other strategies that you can implement, such as behavioral economics or choice architecture, so to say. So in a cafeteria, placing the lower sodium items within reach at the checkout registers can also influence behavior. So I'd like to acknowledge this project was led by Rachel Adams and Nicole Ruiz, who were not able to be here to present this today, so I was presenting on their behalf, and also staff at the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. And that is it. If you have any questions or need access to our food procurement resources, you can find them here. And we have a bunch of implementation guides and education guides around sodium. Thanks.